Namaste, kind of greeting to you, O seeker. So we have this romantic, fantastic idea of a quest for the High Guru, the self-realized being who has perhaps gone to the other shore beyond and returned to our mundane plane of existence. Perhaps he has lived and died and lives again to bless us with his insight, or perhaps the liberated saint ever fluttering in the blissful waves of divine existence. Okay. The fact that we fail to account for is subject veiling. Our condition, our ability to perceive such presence, right? Even if it were biting you in the nose, you would have no idea what's going on because you do not have the frame of reference to facilitate such perception, right? You are not in a position of vision, nor are you in a position where this vessel of yours, your foundational frame of experience, would be able to reflect with any integrity a consciousness experienced in a less conditioned, even unconditioned state, field, plane of being, right? So with that, the entire quest and the question itself becomes moot. Yes, indeed, perhaps momentarily you are able to experience a certain opening, an idea, a concept of something that is beyond your frame of experience by perceiving, but an actual reflection and absorption is not a reality to expect, right? Just as you might sit in a ceremony and drink entheogenic medicine and have your consciousness burst out into a dimension and a dimension beyond the dimension. Well, good for you. How are you going to download, integrate, reconcile that transcendent or beyond experience with your present state? That is where the real question is. That is where the real homework exists for all of us, in cleansing ourselves from our hallucinations, in creating, unveiling a frame of perception and of experience that facilitates these sorts of encounters and insights. As it is said, the right guru will come to you when you are ready. That is essentially true, but practically utterly misunderstood. You think that you are here brewing in your juices, and at some point you come to a point where the universe decides it is enough, and then your soulmate guru shall be sent, and that guru is your forever guru, and you have been ready for it, and blah 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 blah. And then you enter into another trip, another frame of projections, another journey of hallucination where you try to leave the dream. Now, there is truth to the fact that when you are ready, the guru will appear. What is the guru? The guru is the innate knowledge emergent in all of existence. The knowledge unfolding from actuality itself. And when your frame is ready to perceive, to receive, then that guru that is an extended reflection of your frame of consciousness, that guru will come. And those gurus are coming to you all the time as you evolve in your journey of life, in your reformation, refinement of consciousness. Then whether or not there is a human embodiment of whatever principalities that comes before you or not, that is immaterial. The human packaging is not going to give you a vision. You yourself are the unveiler of your eyes, not another. Therefore, we attend to our veils, to our illusions, to the untruth that we carry as a matter of our internal attachment. We have our egoic frame, the shell of our identities. Based on that, we have attachments to particular things, aversions to other things, and based on those, we assert preference to all that comes before us. And with that, we miss the teacher that is present in the things before you, right? So take your living experience as the teacher. Take your introspective process, identifying, dissolving the veils that blind you from what actually is. Take that as your teacher. And then whatever that emerges from beyond it, take that as your teacher. And there you will forever have the highest guru of all living as a companion in your life, in reflection of your state, your framing of consciousness. Do not seek for a magic helper. Do not seek for a messiah descending from the sky. Do not even seek any of these romantic fixes. You yourself have to assume the responsibility for your state of veiling, for your ignorance, the conditions that facilitate this ignorance. And from whatever sources you gain insight that resonates with your current frame of consciousness, by all means, with gratitude, integrate that, process it, and expand your own consciousness. With that, you have the high guru before you, nowhere else. Do not run after hallucinations. Do not put a human being on a high pedestal, become their devotee, etc., etc. If you were absolutely fortunate, the type that wins a lottery, you might land with an actual creature of integrity in their consciousness and extended thorough perception of all things as they are, and with a sense of how to operationalize such insight in diverse individual contexts. But do not assume that someone is like that just because the fantastic show is put on. In a million, there is perhaps one that actually can convey something pure and true from a position that is recognized and advertised, and where communities form around it. And the other 999,000 and the rest of it, they are essentially, well, many of them are well-meaning, regardless, deluded imposters in a loop of self-deception and other deception, where illusions are embraced as a matter of progressive clearing, distillation, and harmonization, ultimately consummation of consciousness. That consummation is an internal process, not something that is infused with a magic finger. Alright? So, keeping that in mind, we continue our lives, absorbing the wisdom before us, shattering our veils, deconstructing our conditioning, in order to see, perceive, and realize. So, these sorts of accessories are very sticky. Don't put them on, be plain. Okay.